Hey guys, Jin here, 英语文备课终要开杠咯。今天要和朋友们分享的是冰岛传统的圣诞料理 Icelandic Christmas dishes. Like many other cultures, Christmas in Iceland involves a lot of delicious food, including smoked lamb, fermented shark, and a variety of festive sweets like leaf bread and Icelandic donuts.Iceland, 冰岛 Involve, 包含涉及 Fermented, 发酵 Variety, 种类 Festive, 节庆的 Sweets, 甜食 Icelandic, 冰岛的 Like many other cultures, 与许多其他的文化一样 Christmas in Iceland, 冰岛的圣诞节Involves a lot of delicious food, 有很多美味的食物 including smoked lamb, 包括熏羊肉 fermented shark, 发酵鲨鱼肉 and a variety of festive sweets, 以及各种的节庆甜食 like leaf bread, 例如叶片面包 and Icelandic donut, 以及冰岛甜甜圈Like many other cultures, Christmas in Iceland involves a lot of delicious food, including smoked lamb, fermented shark, and a variety of festive sweets like leaf bread and Icelandic donuts. 与许多其他文化一样，冰岛的圣诞节也离不开美味佳肴，其中包括了熏羊肉发酵鲨鱼肉以及各种的节庆甜食，例如叶片面包和冰岛甜甜圈。哇，冰岛的节庆食物听起来很有趣呢。那今天会介绍的是 leaf bread 以及 Icelandic donuts 这两种冰岛圣诞面包的做法，但是我们也不能够错过两种的肉肉料理，就是 fermented shark 发酵鲨鱼肉。以及 smoked lamb 熏羊肉 Lamb, known as hangikjöt in Icelandic, is a very popular dish in Iceland, and it is said that around 90% of Icelanders eat it during the Christmas season. The name hangikjöt literally means hang meat.In Icelandic, reflecting the traditional method of preparing the dish. Icelandic, 冰岛的 Iceland, 冰岛 Icelander, 冰岛人 Literally, 字面上 Reflect, 反映 Smoked lamb, known as hangikjöt in Icelandic. 熏羊肉在冰岛语当中被称为Hangikjöt is a very popular dish in Iceland, 是冰岛非常受欢迎的菜肴 And it is said that, 据说 around 90% of Icelanders eat it, 大约 90% 的冰岛人都会吃它 during the Christmas season, 在圣诞节期间 The name Hangikjöt literally means, Hangikjöt 这个名字的字面意思是 hang meat,挂着的肉 in Icelandic 在冰岛语当中 reflecting the traditional method 反映了这道菜的传统方法 of preparing the dish 准备菜肴的 Smoked lamb known as hangikjöt in Icelandic is a very popular dish in Iceland and it is said that around 90% of Icelanders eat it during the Christmas seasonThe name hangikjöt literally means hang meat in Icelandic, reflecting the traditional method of preparing the dish. 熏羊肉在冰岛语当中被称为 hangikjöt, 是冰岛非常受欢迎的菜肴。据说大约 90% 的冰岛人在圣诞假期期间都会吃它。Hangikjöt 这个名字在冰岛语当中的字面上的意思是挂着的肉，那这就反映了这道菜的传统制作方式。熏羊肉的意思呢是挂着的肉，也就是说这道菜的传统制作方式是把羊肉挂着用烟熏。 The hung and smoked meat is often sliced thinly and served cold. It is commonly enjoyed alongside leaf bread, potatoes, white sauce, and green peas. Slice, 切片 alongside, 在旁边 sauce, 酱汁 pea, 青豆 The hung and smoked meat, 悬挂和熏制的肉 is often sliced thinly, 通常被切成薄片And served cold, 冷食 It is commonly enjoyed, 它通常享用 alongside leaf bread, potatoes, white sauce, and green peas, 与叶片面包、马铃薯、白酱和青豆一起 The hung and smoked meat is often sliced thinly and served cold. It is commonly enjoyed alongside leaf bread, potatoes, white sauce, and green peas. 这挂着的烟熏羊肉通常会切成薄片吃冷食。那熏羊肉呢，也常跟叶片面包、马铃薯、白酱和青豆一起搭配。叶片面包的成分里头有孜然，孜然跟羊肉很搭哦。熏羊肉片搭配叶片面包，感觉很对味呢。而且作为圣诞节的料理，除了整个分量会加大，还会有马铃薯、青豆，这个还有那个。有在过农历新年的朋友一定懂我在说什么，家常菜到了过年的餐桌上分量会加大，配料也会丰富许多。冰岛有各样的羊肉料理，熏羊肉 smoked lamb 是其中一项，另外还有烤羊肉 roasted lamb， 羊肉汤 lamb soup， 羊膝肉 lamb shank， 羊睾丸 ram's testicles， 烤羊头 sheep's head， 羊咩咩在冰岛的料理历史里占据的是完整的地位哦，从头到脚一寸都不放过。这个不浪费食材的态度跟冰岛的地理位置跟气候有关系哦，冰天雪地当中能吃的真的都不要浪费呢。不浪费食材的态度呢，是就算它坏了、烂了、臭了，也还是要吃哦，这是真的。因为第二种肉肉料理，发酵鲨鱼肉 （fermented shark） 就被称为 rotten shark， 腐烂鲨鱼肉、臭鲨鱼肉。Fermented shark, known as haukash in Icelandic, is aPart of Icelandic culinary heritage. This traditional fish dish is made from Greenland shark or other sleeper shark meat. Its strong ammonia-rich smell and pungent taste can be quite a challenge for many people. Fermented, 发酵的, Icelandic, 冰岛的, culinary, 烹饪, heritage, 遗产, Greenland shark,格陵兰沙 sleeper shark, 睡沙 ammonia, 氨阿摩尼亚 pungent, 泼辣刺鼻的 Fermented shark, known as haukash in Icelandic, 发酵鲨鱼肉在冰岛语当中被称为 haukash, is a part of Icelandic culinary heritage, 是冰岛烹饪遗产的一部分。This traditional fish dish, 这种传统的鱼类菜肴 is made from Greenland shark or other sleeper shark meat, 由格陵兰鲨鱼或其他的睡鲨鱼肉制成。Its strong ammonia-rich smell, 它有强烈的富含氨的气味 and pungent taste, 和刺鼻的味道 can be quite challenging, 是相当具有挑战性的。For many people, 对许多人来说 Fermented shark, known as haukash in Icelandic, is a part of Icelandic culinary heritage. This traditional fish dish is made from Greenland shark or other sleeper shark meat. Its strong ammonia-rich smell and pungent taste can be quite challenging for many people.发酵鲨鱼肉在冰岛语当中被称为 haukash， 是冰岛 烹饪遗产的一部分。这种传统的鱼类菜肴是由格陵兰鲨鱼或者是其他的睡鲨，它就叫 sleeper shark， 它是这种睡鲨制成的。它还有强烈的氨的气味，还有刺鼻的味道，对许多人来讲是一个非常有挑战性的菜肴。关于这道菜的来源呢，是说几百年前的冰岛人在意外当中发现丢弃在旁边的鲨鱼肉腐烂发酵之后呢，居然会发展出一个特殊的风味，而且呢还解决了鲨鱼肉当中含有毒素的问题。于是冰岛人就开始以有创意的方式来处理鲨鱼肉，因此就有了发酵鲨鱼肉的这一道料理。那发酵鲨鱼肉是冰岛料理当中可以说是文化遗产，不过这一道料理的味道对很多人来说相当独特，具有相当的挑战性。To help neutralize the strong taste of fermented shark, it is often paired with a shot of brennevin, an Icelandic schnapps, also known as the Black Death. The combination of the two is a unique and adventurous cultural experience that many visitors seek out when exploring Icelandic cuisine and traditions. Neutralize, 中和。Pair 配对 Icelandic 冰岛的 Schnapps 烈酒 Combination 结合 Unique 独特 Adventurous 冒险的 Explore 探索 Cuisine 美食 To help neutralize the strong taste of fermented shark 为了中和发酵鲨鱼肉的强烈味道，It is often paired with a shot of brennevin. 它通常会跟一杯黑死酒搭配。An Icelandic schnapps. 这是一种冰岛烈酒 also known as the Black Death. 也被称为黑死病。The combination of the two. 两者的结合。It's a unique and adventurous cultural experience. 是一种独特而且富有冒险精神的文化体验。That many visitors seek out. 很多游客都寻求这种体验。When exploring Icelandic cuisine and traditions. 在探索冰岛美食和传统的时候。To help neutralize the strong taste of fermented shark, it is often paired with a shot of brennevin and Icelandic schnapps, also known as the Black Death. The combination of the two is a unique and adventurous cultural experience that many visitors seek out when exploring Icelandic cuisine and traditions.为了中和发酵鲨鱼肉的强烈味道，它通常会搭配一杯黑死酒，这是一种冰岛烈酒，也被称为黑死病。那这两者的结合是一种独特而且富有冒险精神的文化体验，许多游客在探索冰岛美食跟传统的时候都会想要寻求这样的体验。发酵鲨鱼肉是很挑人吃的，意思是不是每个人都吃得惯的口味，包含冰岛当地人也不是人人爱吃，但是它很独特，具有特色，所以介绍冰岛的观光旅游小册里一定会提到这道料理。而且呢，为了中和那个发酵鲨鱼肉它的强烈的气味，就会建议游客一定要搭配黑死酒，这是一种冰岛的烈酒，看起来清清如水，就像伏特加或者是高粱一样，它的酒精浓度呢高达 40%。 那它是一个你尝试发酵鲨鱼肉的时候顺带也要尝试的一个天神饮料。那提到酒，我们就要加注警语了，禁止酒驾， Do not drink and drive. 未满18岁请勿饮酒， Underage drinking is prohibited.Leaf bread, also known as snowflake bread or laffle bread, is a thin, crispy, and intricately patterned flatbread. It is made from a simple dough of flour, water, and salt, and spiced with cumin. Snowflake, 雪花, crispy, 酥脆的, intricately, 错综复杂的 dough 面团 flour 面粉 spiced 加香料 common 孜然 Leaf bread, also known as snowflake bread or level broth 叶片面包也被称为雪花面包或叶子面包 is a thin, crispy, and intricately patterned flat bread 是一种薄而脆图案复杂的薄饼 It is made from a simple dough 它是由简单的面团制成的 A flour, water, and salt 面粉、水和盐 And spiced with cumin 并且用孜然调味 Leaf bread, also known as snowflake bread or level bread is a thin, crispy, and intricately patterned flat bread It is made from a simple dough of flour, water, and salt, and spiced with cumin. 叶片面包也被称为雪花面包或叶子面包，是一种薄而脆、图案复杂的薄饼。它是由面粉、水跟盐组成的简单面团所制成，并且用孜然调味。面粉、水和盐是油脂面团的基本要素，水可以替换成牛奶，其他的材料还有玉米粉、泡打粉、糖、奶油以及叶片面包的主味道 cumin 孜然。那叶片面包呢，是面团油炸做成的薄饼，制作叶片面包所需要的动词要 knead、roll、cut、fry、and drain。 knead揉 knead the dough 揉面团 mix all the ingredients together to form a dough knead the dough for 5 to 10 minutes or until it is smooth and elastic ingredient 材料成分 dough 面团 knead 揉 elastic 有弹性的 mix all the ingredients together 混合所有的材料 to form a dough形成面团 knead the dough 揉面团 for 5 to 10 minutes 5到10分钟 or until it is smooth and elastic 或者直到面团光滑而且有弹性为止 Mix all the ingredients together to form a dough knead the dough for 5 to 10 minutes or until it is smooth and elasticjiang 所有的材料混合在一起形成面团将面团揉5到10分钟或者直到面团光滑有弹性为止。叶片面包面团要搅拌到表面光滑用手指按压面团的表面面团会回弹不会留下指痕的状态。Roll, 擀平Roll out the dough as thin as possible. The dough is rolled out so thin that you can almost read the newspaper through it. Roll out the dough, 擀平面团, as thin as possible, 尽可能的薄. The dough is rolled out so thin, 要把面团擀到很薄, that you can almost read a newspaper, 几乎可以薄到可以阅读报纸, through it, 透过它。Roll out the dough as thin as possible. The dough is rolled out so thin that you can almost read the newspaper through it. 把面团尽量的擀薄，面团要擀到很薄，薄到几乎可以透过它阅读报纸。这是有点夸张，但不是不可能。菲勒酥皮 （filo dough） 也是要求要把面团擀平到接近透明的状态，又或者面包面团搅拌到完全的阶段，也是能够拉开成半透明的薄膜。所以叶片面包的面团当然也可以擀平到很薄很薄的状态啦。下一个动词是 cut。切 cut the dough into intricate patterns with a special tool called a level broth shawl. Level broth shawl is a special tool used to cut out a traditional V-making pattern on the dough. If you don't have a level broth shawl, a paring knife works just as well. Dough, 面团, intricate, 复杂精细的。Paring knife, 削皮刀 Cut the dough into intricate patterns， 将面团切出复杂精细的图案。With the special tool， 使用一种特殊工具 called a lever brushel， 叫做叶片面刀滚轮刀的。Lever brushel is a special tool。叶片面包滚轮刀是一种特殊工具 ，used to cut out a traditional V making pattern， 用于切出传统的 V 型标记图案 on the dough， 在面团上。If you don't have a lever brushel， 如果你没有叶片面包滚轮刀的话 ，a paring knife works just as well， 削皮刀也可以。Cut the dough into intricate patterns with a special tool called a lever brushel. Lever brushel is a special tool used to cut out a traditional V-making pattern on the dough. If you don't have a lever brushel, a paring knife works just as well.
使用一种名字叫做叶片面包滚轮刀的特殊工具，将面团切出复杂精细的图案。叶片面包滚轮刀它是一种特殊工具，用在面团上面切出传统的 V 型标记图案。如果没有叶片面包滚轮刀的话，削皮刀也是可以的。这个叶片面包一定很有历史，才会发展出刻花专用的滚轮刀，叫做 lever brushel， 英文的翻译叫做 leaf bread iron。叶片面包的面团呢，其实不难做，比较花时间的是在那个面片上面刻画出，有人说是叶片，有人说是雪花的花样。但其实叶片面包的名字指的是它的面包体薄脆的，像是干枯的叶片，而不是指薄饼面包上面的花样。面团做好之后，接着就来到了油炸的阶段了 ，fry 油炸。Fry the dough until it becomes golden and crispy. Dough, 面团, crispy, 酥脆. Fry the dough, 炸面团, until it becomes golden and crispy, 直到金黄酥脆为止. Fry the dough until it becomes golden and crispy, 将面团炸至金黄酥脆。分量大的时候呢，用油锅炸，那分量小的话就用平底锅半煎炸的方式。其实饼皮很薄，所以炸的时候呢，就要密切的注意油温跟时间哦。下一个动词 drain 排出 ，drain the dough on paper towels。把面包呢就放在纸巾上面吸去多余的油脂。Family members gather during the holiday season and create leaf bread together. This bread is usually served with butter and is a popular holiday treat in Iceland. Gather, 聚集, the holiday season, 圣诞假期, treat, 乐事, 享受. Family members gather, 家庭成员团聚。During the holiday season, 在圣诞节的时候 and create leaf bread together, 并且一起制作叶片面包。This bread is usually served with butter. 叶片面包通常搭配奶油 and is a popular holiday treat in Iceland, 是冰岛受欢迎的节庆美食。Family members gather during the holiday season and create leaf bread together. This bread is usually served with butter and is a popular holiday treat in Iceland. 家庭成员在圣诞节的时候团聚，并且一起制作叶片面包。叶片面包通常搭配奶油，是冰岛很受欢迎的节庆美食。叶片面包呢，真的是冰岛的传统面点，它可以在面包店买到现成的，也可以买到现成的面团，然后回来自己擀平雕花，然后自己炸。那当然自己从揉面团开始做也是一种选择，那不管哪一种，只要费一点点的心思，就可以有过节的气氛咯。
Icelandic donuts, also known as kleiner, are another delightful Christmas pastry in Iceland. It is a type of deep-fried sweet dough, often made from flour, sugar, butter and milk, baking powder, and cardamom.
Delightful, 吸引人的 Icelandic, 冰岛的 Pastry, 糕点 Dough, 面团 Flour, 面粉 Cardamom, 小豆蔻 Kleiner is another, 冰岛甜甜圈是另外一个Delightful Icelandic Christmas pastry, 吸引人的冰岛圣诞糕点。It is a type of deep-fried sweet dough, 这是一种油炸甜面团。Often made from flour, sugar, butter, milk, baking powder, and cardamom. 通常由面粉、糖、奶油、牛奶、泡打粉和小豆蔻制成。Icelandic donuts, also known as Kleiner, are another delightful Christmas pastry in Iceland. It is a type of deep-fried sweet dough often made from flour, sugar, butter, milk, baking powder, and cardamom. 冰岛甜甜圈是另外一个吸引人的冰岛圣诞糕点。这是一种油炸甜面团，通常由面粉、糖、奶油、牛奶、泡打粉和小豆蔻制成。面粉、糖、奶油、牛奶和泡打粉是制作甜甜圈的基本要素。那牛奶可以替换成牛奶加酸奶来增加风味。香气的部分呢，冰岛甜甜圈里头加入的是小豆蔻，或者有人还会多加肉豆蔻，叫做 nutmeg。那制作冰岛甜甜圈会学到的新的单词有 elongated。Diagonally, slit, twist, and sprinkle. Elongated, 拉长的 using a rolling pin, roll each dough piece into a thin, elongated strip. Dough, 面团 elongated, 拉长的 strip, 条 Using a rolling pin, 使用擀面棍 roll each dough piece,擀每一个面团 into a thin elongated strip, 成为细长条。Using a rolling pin, roll each dough piece into a thin elongated strip. 使用擀面棍将每个面团擀成细长条。这里要介绍的是冰岛甜甜圈传统的外形做法。当然你也可以偷懒，直接把分割好的小面团下锅油炸就好了。Diagonally, 对角线的 with a sharp knife or a piece of cutter, cut each strip diagonally into diamond-shaped pieces. Cutter, 切割器 strip, 条 diagonally, 对角线的 diamond-shaped, 菱形 with a sharp knife or a piece of cutter, 用锋利的刀或者是披萨轮刀Cut each strip diagonally, 将每一个面团斜切 into diamond-shaped pieces, 成为菱形块。With a sharp knife or a piece of cutter, cut each strip diagonally into diamond-shaped pieces. 用锋利的刀或者是披萨轮刀将每一个面团条斜切成菱形块。冰岛甜甜圈的外形是长条形的菱形，就像是你在文件当中插入一个标准的菱形，那你想要放大，结果却忘记选取固定比例，然后你就会拉出一个扁长的菱形，那就是冰岛甜甜圈的外形。Slit, 裂缝 Slit the center of each diamond.Take each diamond-shaped piece and make a small slit in the center using a sharp knife. Slit, 裂缝，切出细缝。Diamond-shaped, 菱形。Slit the center of each diamond, 在每一颗菱形面团的中心切出细缝。Take each diamond-shaped piece, 取出每一个菱形面团 and make a small slit, 切一个小缝。In the center, 在中心 using a sharp knife, 用锋利的刀 Slit the center of each diamond, take each diamond-shaped piece and make a small slit in the center using a sharp knife. 在每一颗菱形面团的中心切出细缝取每一个菱形面团用锋利的刀在中间切一个小缝。
冰岛甜甜圈的外形虽然是长条形的菱形，但它中间也跟我们熟悉的甜甜圈一样是有孔洞的。切出孔洞之后呢，我们要来做造型啦。那下一个动词是 twist， 扭转。Twist the dough, take one end of the diamond and pull it through the slit, creating a twisted in the dough. Twist, 扭转，麻花卷状。Dough, 面团。Slit, 裂缝，切出细缝。Twist the dough, 扭转面团。Take one end of the diamond, 拿起菱形的一端。And pull it through the slit, 将其拉过小缝。Creating a twist in the dough, 形成麻花卷状。Twist the dough, take one end of the diamond and pull it through the slit, creating a twist in the dough. 扭转面团，拿起菱形的一端，将其拉过小缝，形成麻花卷状。到这里，冰岛甜甜圈就完成整形的步骤咯。接下来就是油炸。The dough is then fried until golden brown.然后把面团油炸至金黄色。Sprinkle, 撒。Once fried, is typically sprinkled with powdered sugar or drizzled with syrup. Sprinkle, 撒。Powdered, 粉状的。Drizzle, 淋。Syrup, 糖浆。Once fried, 油炸之后。Is typically, 它通常会。Sprinkled with powdered sugar, 撒上糖粉 or drizzled with syrup, 或者是淋上糖霜。Once fried is typically sprinkled with powdered sugar or drizzled with syrup. 油炸之后呢，通常会在甜甜圈上面撒上糖粉或者是淋上糖浆。油炸面团撒上糖粉就是好吃。Kleiner is often enjoyed alongside a warm drink such as coffee or hot chocolate during the holiday season. Alongside, 在旁边, the holiday season, 圣诞假期。Kleiner is often enjoyed, 冰岛甜甜圈通常一起享用, alongside a warm drink, 与热饮, such as coffee or hot chocolate.咖啡或者是热巧克力 during the holiday season, 在圣诞节期间。Kleiner is often enjoyed alongside a warm drink such as hot chocolate or coffee during the holiday season. 在圣诞节期间，冰岛甜甜圈通常会与咖啡或者是热巧克力等等的热饮一起享用。冰岛甜甜圈它的口感很扎实，还有它扁长菱形的外形，导致于它非常适合泡一下或蘸一下饮料一起吃哦。Smoked lamb, fermented shark, leaf bread, and donuts are beloved Icelandic Christmas dishes that add a special touch to the festivities.Beloved, 喜爱的 Icelandic, 冰岛的 Festivity, 节庆 Smoked lamb, fermented shark, leaf bread, and donuts 熏羊肉、发酵鲨鱼肉、叶片面包和冰岛甜甜圈都是 Are beloved Icelandic Christmas dishes 深受人们喜爱的冰岛圣诞美食That add a special touch to the festivities, 为节日增添了特殊的气氛。Smoked lamb, fermented shark, leaf bread, and donuts are beloved Icelandic Christmas dishes that add a special touch to the festivities. Beloved, 喜爱的 Icelandic, 冰岛的 festivity, 节庆。熏羊肉发酵鲨鱼肉、叶片面包和冰岛甜甜圈都是深受人们喜爱的冰岛圣诞美食，为节日增添了特殊的气氛。Family members gather to make these sweets together, turning it into a joyful and communal activity that's as much about the process of creation as it is about enjoying the delicious end result. Sweets, 甜食。
joyful 快乐 communal 集体共有的 process 过程 creation 创造物 family members gather 家人聚在一起 to make these sweets together 一起制作这些甜食 turning it into 将这个过程转化成A joyful and communal activity, 一种快乐的团体活动。That's as much about the process of creation. 这既是创意发想的过程 as it is about enjoying the delicious end result, 也关乎最终享受的结果。Family members gather to make this sweets together, turning it into a joyful and communal activity that's as much about the process of creation as it is about enjoying the delicious end result. 家人团聚在一起准备菜肴，将这过程转化成一种快乐的团体活动。这活动呢，既是创意发想的过程，最终还能够享受美味的结果。节庆的时候团聚在一起，一起准备食物，一起享用，彼此分享各自的生活，是一个很美好的景象。我懂，聚会有压力，我也懂。这些压力是普世的，是不分宗教、国家和民族，在地球的每一个地区都存在的。所以才会每到过年过节，那些教你如何应对的影片、文章就会冒出来。这些影片文章也代表是有一些方法可以帮助我们面对减轻甚至处理节庆带来的压力。总之岁末年终各样的社交场合一一浮现，今年呢不能再像过去几年那样子用疫情当借口躲着不交流，那就赶快恶补一下社交技巧，提早准备，提早安排。那听完这一集的话呢，朋友就可以订机票去冰岛咯。好咯，那么今天的英语文备课中说故事聊烘焙就聊到这里，拜。